Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. What's healthy versus not healthy and all those topics. Sometimes we get some cool guests on. I'm undecided on today's guests. Met him once or twice. If you live in Northeast Florida and you don't know this gentleman, you probably live under a rock or don't work in the professional environment. We have, is it president and CEO? Is that the term?
And that is the title.
I want to butcher his name intentionally. Daniel Davis, president and CEO of the Jacksonville Chamber. Is that correct?
Yes, it
is. Did I miss anything in there?
Yeah, it's been a great time, man. I appreciate the opportunity to come out today.
More importantly, I think the stuff that matters, husband, father.
Yes.
And a good human being. That's the stuff we care about. I'm sure there'll be some dad chatter. We did not butcher that intro. We love to butcher the intro.
Great job.
Yeah,
you're professional. Yes.
So, where do we start? Serious or not serious?
Not serious, for sure.
Nothing is serious on the show. Healthcare, community, business, and life. I think you check a lot of those boxes.
Yeah.
I am curious about the healthcare landscape of Northeast Florida. Community? How long have you been here?
I grew up here.
Oh,
so
nice.
I have the opportunity to sell my city all over the world, and it's a dream job for me.
You go to other cities and say, our city is
city. I spent a week in London this summer talking to all the aviation-related companies that are looking to move to Northeast Florida or already have a presence here, and I get to sell Jacksonville. In October, when the Jags play in London, we'll be there meeting with about 50 different CEOs looking at how they want to create a presence in the United States, and we convince them that Jacksonville's the beachhead they want to established
already. I look at they're chomping at the bit already.
Yeah. No, I'm curious, is there a common maybe misconception to those companies when you
save that stuff?
Okay.
They want to go right into business.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to paint a picture again. If anyone doesn't know this man, I'd be shocked, at least in Northeast Florida. Born and raised here.
I was raised here. I was born
in South Bend,
and then I was here since I was about 5 years old, so I don't know anything else. And I grew up on the west side of Jacksonville. Pretty tight-knit family, didn't have much, always hungry for more, and always cared about my community. So I've found a job that I get to do all of that, and it's been a blast.
You know when someone made it? When they have their own Wikipedia page.
Oh,
so I Googled you. Let me do some research. You were born in South Bend?
Yeah.
Is that weird? You ever Google yourself and see that you have a Wikipedia page?
I do not.
Don't do that. Blair
did. So moved here, right? Where'd you go to middle school?
Trinity. Okay. Out on the west side,
local boy.
Okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm. High school,
Trinity.
Same.
Yeah.
College,
and then you've had TJ Ward on here a couple times. Works
Never
in the chamber. we both went to a D3 school in Wisconsin and played ball up there. So it's kind of cool to get up there, and it was too cold for me, so I got back to Jacksonville as quick as I could.
What year did you finish school? Come back to Jacksonville?
95.
So then your adult life, what'd you study in college?
I was a pre-law degree, and then when I decided to head towards law school, I realized that wasn't the path for me, and I think it's worked out pretty well.
I think you're doing all right.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
Chamber for how long?
I've been at the chamber 11 years now, which is hard to believe. It feels like yesterday starting. My kids were small, and now they're all grown up and moving out, and we've had the opportunity to serve our city on all sorts of different levels, and it's been pretty cool, man.
When you started with the chamber, which we're going to talk a lot about the chamber,
because
I'm like anything, like I love it. There's parts that you like, what can we fix? What can we change? Nothing. We love the chamber. When you started, were you president CEO from day one?
Yes. They actually hired me to be president
from day one.
What
did you do before that?
So Rebecca and I were married 27 years ago. I told
shout
her.
Shout out Rebecca.
Yeah, yeah. Shout outs, by
and
the way.
And let me tell you this. Today's her birthday.
So say
a happy birthday to my beautiful wife. If you haven't met her yet, she's beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside.
She'll get a lot of shout outs. By the way, the show airs on live.
We're recording
on Wednesday.
We're celebrating.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So I told her when we were starting out, if you marry me, I want you to know something. She's like, okay, what is it? I'm going to run for office one day because I love my city and I know we can make it better. And she was like, pat me on the head. Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Sure you will. Yeah.
Good job, young
I've
man.
I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
And after we were married for about a year, she was pregnant and we were running for office. I was 25 years old.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at school in Wisconsin. She's from Colorado. And obviously I was from Florida. And as soon as I saw her, I knew she was the one. It took me about a year to convince her that she believed
like
to
most
be the
husbands,
one,
but, right? We all know, but the wives are like,
yeah,
I don't know about
I'll
you.
Tell you, we won her over, and she's a Jacksonvillian now, and she would never look back.
So you two moved here together?
I brought her back okay. to Jacksonville, yeah.
And then you said, like, I'm running for office yeah. to make the city better.
Yeah, and, you know, 25-year-old kid didn't know anything. All I knew is I wanted to serve, and I wanted to be a part of it, and I wanted to make Jacksonville better. I didn't win the first time I ran, which was crushing for me.
What'd you run for?
City council.
Okay.
Yeah. And so 4 years later, I ran, won, and at the age of 33, I was the youngest city council president in Jacksonville history.
I'm writing that down, by the yeah. way. Don't make, so, okay. Jack's, like, how'd you end up there? You applied?
At the chamber. Like, well, like, no, what? I worked at the Northeast Florida Builders Association for 14 years, and it's a similar organization.
NEFBA?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I worked my way up there from the bottom to in actually running the organization for about 7 years and got
what
a lot
years?
Of experience. This would have been 99 to 2013. At the builders.
So not that long ago. Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And a ton of experience, connections, networking. Like my network of friends is my value. I really don't have a marketable skill. My wife's a nurse. Okay. She's got a marketable skill no matter where she goes. Me, I'm valuable in Jacksonville because I know most everybody and I've done something to help someone along the way, and that always comes back. And so the network is incredibly important, and I think that's why I was qualified for the chamber job. The connections that I had politically, community wise, the understanding how to run a membership organization, it kind of fit everything they were looking for. And when they hired me, it was a dream come true, and I have never looked back.
How many people applied for the role? Do you know?
Yes.
How many?
About 125 people.
Wow, dude, yeah. Let's go.
Hey, yeah. Come on.
I didn't have any chamber experience. And so all of these chamber CEOs from across the country realized—
Other cities.
Yeah, Jacksonville is like the apex of chambers. And most people don't realize we have one of the best chambers in the country.
Agreed.
And so they're all after it. And I knew that the only chance I had was— If I was the only local guy left, I would use that angle and I would just drive that angle home on why they should hire me. And it ended up working out.
Any awesome. Tonya Harding moments where you like hired someone to kneecap someone?
Well, I am from the west side of Jacksonville. I mean, don't ask questions you don't want to answer.
Right, that's right. Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah. That was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's stick on the personal side first.
Yeah.
So married for how long?
27.
27 years.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Going on 9.
Two.
That's first kid.
You got to start somewhere,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. 10, 11. Let me do the math. 10, 11, 12. So we're coming up on 12 years in October. I can't even add.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you mind, like, kids?
Yeah, I got. I have four.
Four kids.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Boys, girls.
Man. Yeah. Rebecca comes from a family of, she has seven siblings, and I had five. She wanted a really big family. I was good with two, so we ended up with four.
That's every man's story.
My wife wanted five. I wanted two.
Yeah.
We got three.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Yep. And our number one job was to teach our kids a strong faith and to be hard workers. Because I believe if you have those two things—
Unstoppable.
It doesn't matter where you end up. You don't have to be the best lawyer in town or the most gifted business person in town. If you have a strong faith and you work hard, you're going to be good. And so our kids, every one of them have it. And I'm super excited about all the directions that they're heading.
Can you, ages?
Yeah.
Where are they at? What's going on?
I've got a 23-year-old, my oldest daughter. She just went to LSU on a full ride for her master's program.
That's awesome.
She's an incredible artist. And I knew she was good.
What kind of art, like painting, drawing, music, what kind of art?
She can do anything, but most of it's visual. As a parent, you kind of wonder, am I the dad that didn't tell their kid that they can't sing, so they go on American Idol and they become the big joke, you know? And you don't want to be that. Mm-hmm. But obviously she is. They're full ride. They only accept a couple of students a year, and she's legit. And so she's well on her way. And my second daughter is 21. And she was just given a DOD contract to go learn Swahili in Tanzania. Wow. And so she's leaving next week, and she's going to be there for a year.
Oh. Watch this.
And yeah.
Trey, Justin, what does DOD stand for?
Department of Defense.
Okay.
Come on. You're asking. I lived in D.C. for 12 years.
She's going to work with the Department of Defense and one of the agencies when she gets out. So that's pretty cool.
Big deal.
Yeah, like stuff she can't tell us about. You know,
can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her leaving for a year, though, probably tough.
Well, she's always been, she's the kid that's on adventure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's your daughter going to Africa and, you know, thousands of miles away. And, you know, you just have to trust that she's in the right place and, you know, God's got his eye on her and she's going to be okay. So, yeah.
And a good mom and dad that raised her right, clearly.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So that's two. You got two more?
Yeah. Two boys, Christian and Gabe. And Christian's a fresh sophomore at Florida State, starting his sophomore year.
So Knowles. We got a couple of Knowles here. Yeah. Sorry.
And Gabe is a rising senior here in Jacksonville. So he'll probably head to Tallahassee next year. So
any political aspirations for the kids?
I think all of them have political angles. And probably Caroline, who's looking to serve her country, and Christian has a natural gift to work people and to understand what's needed in the community. So we'll see.
Your wife's a nurse.
Yeah.
Where?
She works with preemies at the NICU at Wolfson.
Okay.
And so she works on some of the most vulnerable citizens in Jacksonville every day. Yeah.
It's funny. So this show airs on the radio first. The podcast is predominantly healthcare stuff. If you're not from Northeast Florida, you hear this, like Wolfson's is the place. That's it. The NICU there, again, nurses, physicians, case managers,
it's world class. Yeah.
Before I came into the industry I'm in now, I worked with pediatric home health care. So we'd be in the NICU constantly meeting families. It's, you talk about a grind, man. You see some sick kids, some rough families, some great families. Yeah. So.
And you know, you think about parents dealing with their precious new baby and, you know,
firstborn kid.
Yeah, man. And they're sometimes on death's door, and these nurses and doctors bring them back.
I got
and,
chills.
Yeah, it's
by
pretty
the way.
Crazy.
I get chills a lot. That's a little backstory. Okay. So when you're not giving back to the community, changing the city that we love, what do you do for fun?
I hit the gym, man. I love it.
Hey, look.
I know.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Not like awkwardly hit on you and TJ, but man, how old are you? 35, 45?
Yeah, that's exactly
correct.
Right.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
It's crazy because it's kind of like Benjamin Button, man, getting younger every
moving
year.
Moving backwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you like lift heavy weights, a runner, a cyclist?
You know, I go through phases, and each year I create a new goal, something different, because as you know, you can't treat your body the same. It just it starts getting used to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You have to hit it in different ways. And this year I'm going heavy weightlifting. I have in the past gone heavy fitness and running, but I'm dialing in pretty heavy protein and eating right and lifting heavy weights this year. And we'll see what next year brings.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
Let's talk about health and fitness too. Like, do you research this yourself? Do you hire a trainer? Like, how are you keeping your goals, checking the boxes, hitting your gains?
Yeah.
Getting on that swole patrol trains.
Yeah, man. I mean, and everybody should, I want everybody to have that mentality, you know, and the way I'm 51. And so heading into what I would think maybe my third and fourth quarter, man, I think hitting the weights now, creating that strong core, strong legs, is going to create a quality of life that is something that people, you can't catch up once you get to that point.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. And so you got to do it now.
So you two, would you be okay looking like this young man here at 51? Like Simon Young?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to hit on guys, man.
I'll take it. I'll take all I can get.
Okay, so counterpoint, I love this question too. When you're not changing the city and working out, what do you hate doing? Like, mine is folding and putting away laundry. I mean, I got a long list of things that I don't want to, like, I don't want to do this. It sucks the life out of me. What do you hate doing?
Man, come on. I I try to stay away from the things that I hate doing. And, you know, I don't think put it this way. The boys and I have a system on mowing the grass. I do not hire somebody to come mow my grass.
Smart. Okay? I'm so close to this. My boys are 8 and 9. Like, I'm like, are they old enough yet?
Bro, I had them on riding lawnmower when they were 10 years old, and it didn't matter if
you hear
they,
this, Steph?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, come on. If the lines weren't perfect, I didn't jump on them at first because I just wanted to get safe and okay with it. But they were on that lawn duty early on.
10.
And now we rotate the lawn duties because I like being out there. I want to see, you know, a good product whenever I'm done.
I love it.
And so, how much land are we talking? You. Riding lawnmower?
Well, I used to have acreage when I lived in the house we were in for about 20 years, but now we're down to about half an acre. So we push a mower now.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
So again, you didn't answer. What do you hate doing? Is it mowing the lawn or yelling at your kids about mowing the line with
lines? This is why you're dealing with the new interviewee. I don't have to answer all the questions.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
Now, this is what I would tell you. Stay away from the things you hate doing. I mean, yeah, jump on the stuff that you love.
I love that.
I'm guessing so there had to be some things maybe around the house. Did you and your wife come up with like a happy medium strategy of where you were able to like, you do the things you're thriving at, she's doing the thing? Because you're saying you're able to get rid of all the things you hate doing.
We love marital advice. Like, yeah, young
like,
kids.
Is there any kind of like approach maybe in the marriage where you kind of like got that feng shui going?
We've had, yes. I mean, that is, and it, not every relationship is strong and everybody's working on that relationship. My marriage isn't perfect. We've had ups and downs, just like you can imagine over 27 years. But like I mentioned earlier, you marry somebody that's a hard worker and it all kind of works itself out, man.
Yeah.
You know, she tells us to do something in the house, we do it. And
nice.
But she doesn't sit around. She's working hard as soon as she gets home from the hospital and keeping the house, and we're doing the same.
Is she working 3/12?
No, she works about 2. She's what you would call PRN, which is
flex,
full time. Yeah. Yeah. So
I used to work at Baptist, by the way.
Mm-hmm. This is a random question, but I like kind of your approach to like how you discussed raising your kids. Did you make your kids get jobs when they were in high school?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
God, like Skyler Moore.
And what you do is you let them learn the concept of, man, I really do not like washing dishes. Washing dishes sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, go get your lifeguard certification because next summer you can sit around a pool. And they learn, okay, I've got to get some type of skill. That doesn't mean every kid has to go to college. I get that. And we are missing tradespeople from our economy right
Big
now.
Big time.
And
yeah,
it doesn't.
Totally.
And you have some kids coming out of college with a degree that isn't much, you know? So, but they understand I've got to upskill myself if I want to get to a place where I don't have to worry about dad covering my gas money. And so, we sometimes I'll throw in with them. We'll do side gigs together. TJ, I had him on a side gig. We were going down to Tampa doing, some work on the side every weekend. And I took my boys and I worked them 10 hour days. That's stuff that they'll never forget.
Were they into it too? Like young parents, how old are your 1 or 2?
She's 14 months.
She's 14 months, tiny.
7, 3.5, 2.
So 9s, 8 and 6. So for us, we love any dads, moms, like advice, et cetera.
Yeah. Like, listen, right now, you're cleaning up the toy room. Mm-hmm. You made the mess.
Yeah.
You know, you do your homework. I did my homework. I'm not doing your homework.
Yeah.
I never have done my kids' homework.
Oh,
and if they ask, you go, bro, figure it out. I had to figure it out.
I don't think I could do my kids' homework, man. I'm kind of a dumb kid.
Maybe, maybe that's what I'm trying
you
to deflect.
You weren't doing their homework.
I did my homework.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I don't know what X is.
I love this. I like, again, the first half sometimes painting a picture because you're out in the community. If you live in Northeast Florida, I'll keep saying it, and aren't familiar with this man and what he does, you probably live under a rock. The human side, the human component.
Yeah.
So hard work, a faith-based background is important. Clearly a good father, good husband. What else matters for young men or women as you're coming up in life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we talked a little bit about it, and it's what we're trying to create in Jacksonville. You know, we have consistently been ranked the top place to get a job, the top place to start a business. Wall Street Journal just said that we were the second hottest economy in the country. That's the country. Salt Lake City was first, and I think that's because everybody's moving out of California and they got a bunch of talent in Salt Lake. But Jacksonville is a hot economy, and what I want to try to do is I want to make it to where all of our kids, once they go away, get their skill, they come back, because there's no better place to come get a start on life, raise your family.
Or the kids. I love that.
Yeah.
Or the kids that are that grew up in Alabama, Wisconsin, Tennessee. Those kids graduate from college, like, come here.
Yeah, and they are. Why. I mean, there's massive migration happening right now. It's because we're the land of opportunity.
We're gonna like hammer that the second half. I think. I don't know. Trey's chomping at the bit. What do you got?
Oh no, I just love it because like my background is I went to UNF and then I went up to Washington D.C. for 12 years. Mm-hmm. COVID hits me and my family. We fled and came right back home. Yeah. Best decision we ever made.
Yeah. And the economy is not going to slow down. I mean, if you have any question, the next 5 years is going to be so hot. And listen, if some communities make decisions that are anti-business and we're the beneficiaries of it, I don't like what happened in COVID. That was bad for, you know, nobody wants that.
Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And but you know what? If some people want to make bad decisions as they're governing their community, let's go ahead and make the good ones and get everybody back.
Sign us up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sign us up. How much time we got left? 4 minutes. Okay. I want to save the chamber stuff till the back end, but I want to ask this now. 11 years, right? Yeah. What's two or three things, like, I am so proud of this in the city of Jacksonville that happened? We'll talk about the future in the second half. Yeah. But, like, this happened in the last 11 years. Like, I was part of that. We contributed to that as a city. Like,
yeah, man. I mean, we're, you know, you think about companies, the fintech revolution in Jacksonville,
wild.
In my opinion, is going to be the... We'll be the fintech capital of the country, and if we aren't already. A lot of that is hard work, man. We spent 10 years going to London. The first year we go, nobody even knows where Jacksonville is. They ask if we're down by Miami. You know what I mean? Because you think about
well,
it, if you're
enough.
From the UK, they don't know. Yep. Now they're lining up to meet with us when we come. And it's because of companies like FIS, who purchase WorldPay, who's headquartered in London. Paysafe, as they've created their... North American headquarters in Jacksonville, Florida. SoFi moved their East Coast headquarters to Jacksonville, Florida. We met with Deutsche Bank the first time we were in London about 10 years ago. Now they have 2,500 employees here. I mean, it is really when you say what's the thing that you like doing? I love to create a job for a kid that doesn't even know I did it. It's just going to be there for them when they get ready to take it.
Man, I have so many things to say.
So right. It's super cool.
There's another guy, gosh, he's tied to the Jaguars. He has ties to London. Shad Khan.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, like that was a big part of who transitioned the Jaguar ownership. There's a lot of ties to London.
Listen,
right
I knew the Weavers because I was on city council back when they were the owners, and we didn't know what was going to happen when you hear Shad Khan just purchase the team. We're like, oh, man, what's going on?
Who's this guy? Yeah. What does he do? What does he want to do?
And then you
do?
Find out one of the best things that's happened to Jacksonville is Shad.
Oh, man.
I mean, I know we'll talk about the stadium in a little bit, but you name somebody else that's willing to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in this community.
I
mean, come on.
I love it here.
Yeah.
You have downtown, west side, north side, beaches, towns. I don't know. I love this city. We talk about it all the time.
We're spoiled here, man.
University of North Florida, greatest college in the United States.
Swoop, swoop, swoop.
We love saying that.
Yeah.
We got about a minute left. Any more shout outs? Any things like, man, I got to say this before I get cut off?
No, we'll keep it going. Happy to do it.
How many unbroken push ups can you do?
A lot.
I love that answer.
Can you go 50 unbroken?
So this is when we come back, I'll tell you what my New Year's resolution was in January. And I think you'll be. Pretty interested in.
I love that. I want to get my oldest son to 50 unbroken push-ups because now he's at the point he's like, how do I get muscles? What do I have? I'm like, okay, so push-ups
at a time.
A lot. I'm curious. What do you guess? Over under? I'm going to say over under 75 unbroken push-ups.
He's over 75.
Over 75
Dude,
unbroken?
Yeah. I'm thinking 125.
We're getting weird
here. I'm 51, thinking, bro. You gotta remember.
Are you kidding me? Most 51-year-olds can't do 20 unbroken push-ups.
Yeah.
We get weird here sometimes.
Yeah.
Man, the time goes too fast. It drives me nuts. Like 24 minutes gone. We're almost out of time. Daniel Davis, President and CEO of Jack's Chamber. That's what the hell just happened.
Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. If you're joining us on the radio show and missed the first half, good news is it's available on your favorite podcast platform under What the Hell Just Happened. So Daniel Davis, if you don't know who he is and you live in Northeast Florida, keep saying this, you probably live under a rock. We talked a little bit personal stuff, right? Yeah. Shared a little background story, et cetera. We're going to kind of hammer some Northeast Florida information, what's changing, what's going on, Jack's Chamber stuff, of course. But before that, we're going to play our favorite game, Healthy or Not Healthy.
All right, let's do it.
Healthy or not healthy? Breaking your nose at running back in college.
That was unhealthy.
Unhealthy. Guess who gave me that idea?
I know who gave it to you.
He said you ran on the sideline and said, how's it look? And your nose is flat.
It was on the side of my face. Yeah, that was bad.
You were a running back, so you must have been fast, too.
I was okay.
Okay.
The scary thing is you think you're fast, but when you go back and watch the videos, you realize you really aren't as fast.
Really
as
slow,
you
yeah. I still play in an adult flag football league, and up here I'm like really fast.
Man. In your head, you're good, man.
Then you play against I'm 41, a 22-year-old. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so slow.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy, Googling yourself.
Unhealthy.
Okay. Have you done it?
No.
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, your own Wikipedia page.
Unhealthy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know why? Because your sons can go in and change things around.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going on there and seeing guest of what the hell just happened. Yeah. Healthy or not healthy, the future of Jacksonville.
Healthy.
Healthy or not healthy, the past of City of Jacksonville.
Healthy.
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, being part of city council.
Healthy.
You got some?
No, these are good.
That's it? Oh, man. Do you want to throw some out? We love that one. Guess the one out. Healthy or not healthy, a push-up contest between you, me, and Trey.
That's unhealthy for you.
Oh my gosh.
I knew he was going to say that. He's going to smoke us. Yeah, we're waiting for the number.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy, your 40-yard dash right now.
Unhealthy.
Okay. Healthy or not healthy, NICU nurses at Wolfson's.
Super healthy.
Oh my gosh, incredible.
Couldn't live without them.
Healthy or not healthy, the Jacksonville Chamber.
Healthy, man. It's awesome.
I want to dive into this because I was pretty active with the St. John's Chamber. Mm-hmm. This is before I came to 212 Benefits, who sponsors the show. Thank you, 212 Benefits.
Shout out.
I never say that. I've gotten pretty involved with the Jack's Chamber the last, honestly, since COVID. I'm like, I need something engaged. Yeah. And it fizzled down, everything did during COVID. How important is the Chamber to the community?
Yeah, it's an incredible builder of community, and not just jobs, but actually creating an environment where people want to live and they want to get a job and they want to raise their families. And I feel like we're a critical role. We get to partner with the governor. We get to partner with the mayor on important issues in Jacksonville, and we get to play a role that government can't, and entice companies to come here, help create an environment that small businesses can thrive, and train entrepreneurs on how to make sure their business model works. I mean, all of it is just so cool. And I love the smallest member. I love the biggest member of our chamber. We're one of the biggest in the country, about 3,000 members. Most people don't realize that.
3,000 companies.
Companies.
Like members is more than that, I would assume.
Oh, it's tens of thousands.
Yeah, like Florida Blue has 25 members.
Yeah.
212 has 6 members.
It's a great environment. I've loved to be a part of it. I get to work with some of the smartest, most talented people in the city of Jacksonville. On our staff, we have people that love our city, and they're also really good at their job. So it's kind of fun.
Who's the smallest? You said the smallest companies and the largest. Who's the largest chamber member?
You know, we have several companies with, you know, several thousand employees, and, you know, Florida Blue's right up there. You have FIS, FNF,
Baptist. Mayo,
yeah, you got the health systems.
Health.
And I would say this, we're talking about being healthy. And in Jacksonville, we boast that we have Mayo. People travel from all over the world to come to our city to be treated. MD Anderson, Baptist Health.
Big names.
HCA. We've got UF Health with proton beam therapy. I mean, we really, in one city, have more than most people have in their entire state. And so it's pretty awesome for us to have that as a benefit to attract more people here.
Yeah, what brings people to a city? Like, it's a rhetorical question, but I want to hear, like, what brings people to Jacksonville?
Yeah, one sentence or one phrase would be quality of life. Yeah. I mean, people want to enjoy a good quality of life. What does that mean? Okay, that's some people define it certain ways. I say, if you've got a great job and you've got a roof over your head, that's the start to quality of life. If we can establish those things where we have workforce housing that people, that we're talking about firefighters and police officers and teachers off the air, how important it is that we have the best in Jacksonville to keep us safe. They've got to be able to afford rent. They've got to be able to afford their mortgage payment. And with more people moving here, obviously that's going to create a demand that's going to increase the cost of housing. We've got to make sure we focus on that. But they have to have strong jobs too. We got to have high paying jobs. The chamber's been involved every year that I've been there, and about 3,000 to 5,000 jobs per year that we're directly related to bringing to this community.
I'm going to pause real quick. So the Jack's Chamber each year is directly or indirectly responsible for creating 3,000 to 5,000 jobs.
On average, that's where we are. And these are high paying jobs. It's not like we're bringing in, you know, low level jobs, which, you know, people have to have a place to start, but ultimately we want to have high paying jobs here. And then we look at a number called CapEx, and it's the capital expenditure that each company, when they move here, that they're going to spend on machinery, on the building, things like that. And that affects everybody in the city because it trickles down to the entire economy. Last year, our goal was to have $350 million in CapEx on the companies that we brought here. We far exceeded that goal, and we bumped past $2 billion in CapEx last year, which is insane, the amount of money that puts into the economy.
I love learning something new. I've never heard the term CapEx. What does that mean?
Capital expenditure.
Capital expenditure.
So
your goal last year was, I want to repeat, $350 million.
Yeah.
And last year, the city of Jacksonville hit
$2.1 billion.
Built with a B.
Yeah.
With a B. So I'm not a mathematician here, but I'm pretty sure that exceeded that goal significantly.
And that's not going to be every year. I think we're on track to get close to $1 billion this year. But the more advanced manufacturing we bring, the more high-end manufacturing like Johnson & Johnson Vision Care.
Yep.
I mean, they put $100 million in last year. Boeing built a $400 million hangar out at Cecil. I mean, all of those things take the economy and just boost everything that everybody's doing.
Go ahead, Trey.
So when you refer to high-paying jobs, could you give us a little bit of a range? For the listener, what's ballpark
sure.
on that?
I mean, like, we would focus on, you know, an average salary of 75,000. Sure. We're dealing with some companies right now in the finance technology arena. The average salary is over 100,000 a year.
All right.
Which, I mean, you think about what that means, whether you put a roof on a house or whether you build a swimming pool or you work at the CVS on the corner. All of that money means your job is secure. The more money we bring here fuels the economy.
Amen.
And drives the economic engine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every dollar spent in this city, small business or large, goes back to another dollar spent somewhere else. Man, I didn't know that. Every time I learn something new, I'm like, that's pretty incredible. Okay. So what was the goal? Last year was 350. You hit $1.5 billion?
$2.1 billion.
That's a lot of B's and M's.
Yeah.
The goal this year before it started was what?
We got to be realistic. And the goal usually is around, and we can see what companies we look at that are in the pipeline. $350 to $500 million a year is a very, very strong.
That's a good year.
Very strong.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we think this year we're going to get close to $1 billion.
Again, what was the goal before you started the year, though?
It's about 500.
So you're exceeding those goals.
Yeah.
$350 to $500 million, big deal. I love healthcare. This show's supposed to, when we started, it's like, it's going to be all about healthcare.
Nope.
It has been a hard right, which I love. I asked you the question, like, what brings people to Jacksonville? Money. Like, let's be honest, money matters. Can you make a good living? Can you afford housing? School, education matters. Safety, police, fire, teachers, we talked about. I love healthcare. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with it. I have a love-hate relationship with it for a variety of reasons. Any big things on the horizon in the healthcare sector for the city of Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, we're health tech and biotech is another strong area for us. We target certain industries, aviation-related companies, logistics-related companies with our deep water port, obviously financial services, bio and health. IT runs through all of them, but we think that there's a significant growth in the health tech and health arena. I mean, think about it. Mayo's putting $1 billion into their campus right now. I mean, that's only good on all sorts of levels, not only the health-related levels of being able to have world-class care, but the people that are building those buildings are putting food on the table for their families.
I want to talk about small business. Are you familiar with JSEB?
Yes.
Do you work with them at all or no?
Sure.
Small business, how do you get contracts together? Yeah. But it might have been you that I heard say this. Like, what is a thriving city downtown anywhere? Cranes in the air.
Yeah.
I can't remember who said that.
Go to DC.
If you see cranes in the air, like, okay, we're doing something here. So every time I drive over that JTB bridge, even though I'll kind of knock Mayo a little bit sometimes, I poke fun of them. You see those cranes in the air, that's a big deal.
It is.
Downtown, you see the crane, like,
yeah. And you see look at the Four Seasons right now. You got three huge cranes going up, and you know, Shad's putting his money where his mouth is. You know, it's pretty exciting.
I like that. So other cities, you travel constantly. You mentioned you had a DC trip coming up that got canceled. Are you going on the leadership trip?
That's my job. I'll probably get fired if I didn't go. Okay. So I think I'll choose to be there this year.
Be like, I'm not sitting next to Eric Ross, man. This guy's weird.
No, and this is what I tell you. It's pretty cool because what we try to do is take a city that has similar aspects to Jacksonville. What are they doing good? What can we bring back? And in Indianapolis this year, we're going to talk about, they moved their jail out of
the prison from downtown. The jail.
They've got a world-class children's museum. We have reached the goal for MOSH, and we're building that. I mean, all sorts of, the trail system they have in their downtown, much like our Emerald Trail.
Yep.
They have a Indiana University college campus in downtown, which is creates that thriving excitement that the young students are looking for. And we have the opportunity with JU putting a law school in downtown, UF coming to downtown, UNF partnering.
UNF? Oh, sorry, we're swoopers.
So, yeah. And so you think we got a lot to look forward to over the next 10 years and create that revitalized downtown that we know we can be.
You've been to so many cities. What are 1, 2, 3, 10? Like, man, if Jacksonville could replicate some of that from that city, like what city do you look at and say, man, we could really be that?
Yeah, I mean, like if you think about, let's take Tampa, for example. We're all pretty familiar with Tampa. 10 years ago, they were not a thriving downtown. They had
10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was very similar to, you know, a great looking downtown on water, but not reaching its full potential. Very similar to what's happening in Jacksonville now. There, Jeff Fenech, the owner of their hockey team, decided I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. And he started, invested, probably didn't make a ton of financial sense at the time. And now it's thriving.
You lose money early on.
Yeah, but and that's the same idea that when you think about Shad building a Four Seasons and investing hundreds of millions in our downtown, the normal developer wouldn't do that because the numbers don't pencil out, okay? But Shad believes in it. And we were able to say a couple months ago that we believe in him by passing the legislation that would build the new stadium. So we know that they're going to be here for a long time and keep investing. We got to keep it going.
I'm
going to
save Jags talk and stadium because that's the biggest topic right now. A couple more chamber things, and then we'll go like heavy on Jag stuff because I'm sorry the Jags are going to the Super Bowl every year before the season starts, according to me. I'm a ride or die Jags fan. Also, they're beating the Bucks tonight. It airs on Saturday. They play tonight. Oh, it's Wednesday. Doesn't matter. What are the advantages of joining the Jags chamber? So small business, large business, like, hey, you need to get on this train and I'm an advocate for it. Call me and I'll tell you why. But
listen, I'm a believer in small business. It's the backbone of the entire economy. I would tell you that one of the things that we've done is sometimes small businesses, obviously, I think I can grow them to become big businesses. And we focused on that. And we train about 200 entrepreneurs every year in our programs to make sure that they can be successful.
Jax Bridges?
Yeah, Jax Bridges is, man, Carlton Robinson. If you haven't had him on the show, the dude's a stud.
Man, he keeps ducking me. Yeah. Tell him I said so. I'm kidding.
All right.
I'm kidding. I love Carlton. Everyone loves Carlton.
But we not only do we serve the large companies in town, but we make sure that the small businesses don't fall through the cracks.
88% of businesses in the state of Florida have less than 100 employees. That's the other thing too. Like, how do you define small business? My industry is 51 plus. Is it money? Is it like the majority of businesses in the country, let alone Northeast Florida, are small business. 88% have less than 100 employees. This is from the SBDC. 98% of those 88% have less than 50 employees.
Yeah. Nice. And that, but you got to remember this, that's the backbone of the economy.
Everyone that's hey, Trey, I love using Trey as an example. Like he brings his cameras in, you own an independent company. How do we funnel? I'm like, how do I get you more business?
Yeah.
every time he puts video stuff out, I was like, how do I hire this guy?
Well, I mean, if he was a chamber member, we'd be making sure.
Hey, I've been to your events. Yeah. I've been to them. They're good.
What about, again, so people don't talk about the negative side, any negative feedback you've got from people leaving the chamber, like, hey, man, this is not working well for the chamber?
Well, I mean, I mean, I've been in a membership organization business my entire career. And I get people say a year after they have been a member, man, I didn't get anything out of it. My question to them is, what did you put into it?
Love it.
Because I've had people go back to their office once they join and just stare at the phone and wait for it to start ringing. And it doesn't work like that, man. You got to put your sweat equity into it. And you can really make your business or break it by how much you put into it. And I think, why would you go anywhere else? You can shoot fish in a barrel with me at the chamber. Why would you chase it all around the streets?
It's life, religion. Again, I don't know if you're a man of faith. I would assume, right? Your church, what do they say? But like, you get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
If you're not putting time and effort and attention on it, what do you expect?
It's like, you know, when we talk about putting time into our physical bodies, okay? I mean, it's going to pay off.
I want six packs and just drink a 12 pack a day and never work out.
It doesn't work like that.
What do you got? Anything like big nuggets? We got to talk about the chamber because I do. We're going to talk about the Jags because I'm a ride or die Jags fan. Any chamber stuff? Like, we got to acknowledge this.
This is what I would tell you. If you're thinking about joining, our membership team is incredible. They will plug you in. They'll come up with a plan for you to execute to where you can make the most out of your investment. And invest in yourself, you know? I mean, invest in your company and be a part of the chamber. That's pretty important.
We got a bright future here in Jacksonville.
Can you write it off as a business expense?
Absolutely.
Okay, sweet. Just asking for a friend.
Yeah. Man, if we could just get one sponsor for this show, then we'd get you on retainer and pay for your chamber membership.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. By the way, does the Jack's Chamber want to sponsor this show? We love making those jokes about sponsorships. Doesn't matter. Man. Great journey, 11 years. How much longer are you going
to
do it?
Man, I've been talking to my executive committee, and I really feel like I would like to commit 10 more years to this gig. And I mean, nobody knows the future, but I feel like I've worked so hard, the team has worked so hard to get our city to a certain place. And I feel like in the next 5 to 10 years, we will be able to look at it and go, man, I think we did it. And you know, at that point, maybe hand it off to somebody else.
I moved here in 01. You came in 03?
04.
When did you move here?
2009.
So from that time frame, you think about from 10 years ago to today, this is a different city and town. Yeah. From 2001 to now, it's a different place. 10 years from now, I think the sky's the limit. I'm not going anywhere. Anyone who catches this, healthcare or not, come to this city. Get in touch with this man right here, join the chamber. 10 years, that's a good commitment. Okay, should we Jags talk? I just want to. I love the Jaguars.
Yeah, man, jump on it. I'm the biggest Jags fan in the city of Jacksonville.
I'll take that
Ooh.
Bet.
Yeah.
I love this. Who's the biggest fan? Have you been to training camp this year?
No.
Who are you most excited to watch this season?
Well, it's Trevor's breakout year, man.
This is it.
We need
I'm super excited about it. We got to make sure the line is healthy. Give him a shot. I think his receiving core is stud.
Thomas Jr., you
look at the folks that they rolled out on Saturday night, and when you got to choose between Kirk and Gabe Davis, my son, by the way, is Gabe Davis. They have the same birthday.
Okay.
Gabe Davis and Gabe Davis have the same birthday.
That is
pretty crazy.
Isn't pretty awesome.
You get an autographed Gabe Davis.
I think I'm going to try to work that out.
You should sign a Gabe Davis ball and give it to Gabe Davis. That'd be hysterical. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the stadium or no? Like, it's got to be exhausting.
Jump on it, man. Let's go.
We go at it, right? What's the pros and cons of it to me? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you invest in the city? How many jobs does this create? We met with the Gator Bowl before we got on air. Mm-hmm. Like, you think teams aren't going to want to come for the Tax Slayer Bowl, insert name. What excites you the most about the stadium development? And then we're going to do the counter side.
Yeah, I think that it's something that we've talked about for many years, and it is controversial, no doubt. I think that you have a question of, you know, the team does not want to leave Jacksonville, okay? They believe in the city. Why would we give them a reason to look somewhere else? And so that was the decision, whether you talk about the financing mechanisms, the amount that we're spending, It's a city-owned facility. I think that it was the right decision. I was at city council the night of the vote, and I was nervous. I was sitting next to Mayor Deegan.
Bubble guts?
Yeah, man. I leaned over to the mayor, and I said, "Are you nervous?" She goes, "I'm nervous." And we pretty much knew where the votes were, but we were still nervous because it was a serious pivotal moment in the city of Jacksonville. What were we going to be the next 30 years? And so I am so thankful to the city council. And you think about in other cities, the controversy, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth when they get into this discussion on the stadium. And you think about how smooth this process was in Jacksonville. It was a clear message sent to the Jaguars and to the NFL that we want an NFL team in Jacksonville, Florida.
32 teams, right? 32 cities in the U.S. How many? That's a good Google question. How many cities are in the U.S.? That's a big deal, man.
It is.
The jobs created that, again, I love going to the games.
And this is the other thing I would say. We're a small market. Everybody knows we're a small market team. If a team leaves New York City, New York City is going to be fine.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a different story if a team leaves Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. Coming back from that would be very, very difficult because it sends a message to the entire world about what Jacksonville's about. So I think it was absolutely the right decision and fought hard for it.
That's a great point that people that are anti new stadium, which is laughable, like if that team leaves Jacksonville, you're setting yourself back at least 10 years in downtown development, economic capabilities of the city, like jobs, money flowing in and out. What are you scared about? The stadium coming, like, man, this is a little nerve-wracking. What's going
to
happen here?
You know, I don't like the fact that they are going to have to play some games outside the city. Oh. You know, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I was pretty fair about that during the process. I do realize that there are some limitations to, you know, when you're under construction. Good thing about it is they're going to be able to do it in phases. Good thing about it is the bones of the stadium are solid engineering wise, so you don't have to tear the whole thing down. We can reskin it and update it and get it to NFL standards. One of the great things we did with my friend Henry Brown, who's the CEO of Miller Electric, was able to work with the Jags to build the Miller Electric Center.
Dude, that place is incredible.
And it's incredible. And you think about before, the players were literally practicing when it would rain underneath the stadium, which doesn't, I mean, come on, that's not right.
Yep.
And now they've got a world-class facility that attracts free agents.
It is so nice.
Sends the right message about Jacksonville.
Greatest Jaguars play of all time in your mind? That's tough. How about favorite player of all time?
My friend Mark Brunell scrambling. Yeah. And when everybody thought he was down, he just kept going. That was pretty strong. I remember that.
Favorite player of all time minus Mark?
Freddie T is a good friend and just an absolute phenom.
Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's happening.
Freddie T.
Yep. You got something to add? We got about 2 minutes here left.
No.
I was curious what you think will be the most like positive received part of the new stadium when it's all said and done. Like there's one thing that maybe wasn't talked about as much, but once it's implemented, it's gonna be like, wow, this was so necessary.
Yeah, I think that we're going to address the entertainment side of it, in that the highest and best use of the parking lots outside of the stadium are not parking lots. I think you're going to combine that with new office space, entertainment for the young talent that we're trying to attract. Wherever UF decides to build their new campus, it could be there. It could be in another part of downtown. But I think all of that together creates a critical mass that is going to create that new entertainment area that we'll all go to. You'll have a reason to drive downtown from the beach and be a part of that.
Or west side or north side. I look at like Atlanta, the Battery. If you haven't been there, it's great. Dang it. That's my least favorite part. We run out of time. Last two questions. Did you enjoy yourself?
Man, I had a great time. I didn't get the chance to do all my push-ups for you, but we can do that next
time.
We'll
do that. What's the number?
What's over-under? Over-under, unbroken push-ups. What was the goal in January?
I can do 100 ab rollers at one time. Do you know what an ab roller is?
I do, yeah.
Okay,
you cannot.
I made my sons count it out loud on Easter Sunday, and I did 100 in a row. I can easily do 100 ab rollers. I can do 100 push-ups without a question.
Unbroken.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And I'm 51.
Hashtag healthy. Hashtag super healthy.
Hashtag healthy. That's right.
Yeah. Did you have fun? Would you come back? If you know anyone that would love to join,
I would come back next time TJ Ward comes back. We'll tell some old war stories.
We'll do that. We'll do that in the office studio where we can get a little crazier. Yeah. Thanks for joining. President CEO of the Jack's Chamber. If you are not a member of the Jack's Chamber, I highly recommend joining. If you're in another market and hearing this on the podcast, move to Jacksonville. Bring your business here. Sign up. Let's go. Hashtag healthy. That's what the hell just happened. Daniel Davis.